Now, here's a bunch of lads who are really very talented. I play them on the programme every so often, but I'm a bit excited because this week I got a new album of theirs. And I'm going to play you a track from it. The track is a track that we all know so well. Well, most of us do. It was recorded by a number of people, including Sharon. Shannon had a go and one or two other people. But listen to how the High Kings treat Galway Girl. And this will set your feet tapping, unless you're driving the car or in the bath.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk of a day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk of a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? 'Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the salt hill farm with the dog. I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? You see, I travel around, I've been all over this world, I've never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
High Kings and their version of Galway Girl. And now for another group of young Irishmen, it's the Irish Rovers. The Irish Rovers, taken from that great album that they recorded in Pasadena. I let them explain.
This next song comes from the city of Belfast, and we better explain it to you, well, to most of you anyway, before we sing it, otherwise you won't understand a bloody word of it. It tells the story of a man who falls in love with this girl and eventually marries her, much to the approval of the girl's mother, because the mother knows that this boy owns a little farm and has quite a bit of money coming to him. But then halfway through the song, she finds out that he spent all his money before the marriage. So her mind changes about him, and then all hell breaks loose. It's called Mick McGuire.
My name is Mick McGuire, and I'll quickly tell to you of a girl that I admire. She was Katie Donahue. She was fair and fat and forty, and believe me when I say, whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mommy say, Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire, and he's got your sister kid. You know very well he owns a farm, a wee bit out of the town. Up you don't tell that to you, but you'll rattle if Mr. McGuire sit down. Well, the first time I met her was at that dance at Donaghadee. I very kindly asked her would she dance a step with me. I asked if I could see her home and she'd be going my way. Oh, whenever I come
man at the door, you can hear the oil one say, Johnny, get up on the fire, get up and give your man a sit. Can't you see it's Mick McGuire and his courteous sister Kit? Not only well he owns a farm, but we met out in the town. Back get out to that G impotent battle and Mr. McGuire sit down. But now that we are married, her mommy's changed her mind, because I spent the money that me daddy left behind. Now she hasn't got the decency to give me time of the day. And whenever I come in at the door, you can hear her mom say, Johnny, come up to the fire, come up, you're sitting in the trap. Can't you see it's a McGuire? He nearly drives me down. She don't know what you're saying, but he's always on the chair. So sit me a bar and never you dark, you call McGuire the chair. Diddly don't know, no, no, no.
And sit where you are, and don't you dare to give old McGuire the chair, from the Irish Rovers. I think it was on last week's programme, friends, that I played Anne Marie O'Riordan's version of Hard Times Come Again No More. During the week, a friend of mine contacted me and said, have you heard Day Dannon's version? So I had a look among my Day Dannon collection, and there it was. Their wonderful arrangement, Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More.
Hard times.
Yes, slightly longer track than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. I love the harmony there. That was Day Dannon and Hard Times Come Again No More. Now, another request from an email I got during the week said, Joe, on last week's programme, you played the Chieftains singing The Galway Shore. Is there any chance, Joe, that you could play it again? I tuned into the programme in the middle of that particular track, and I'd love to hear it again. Okay, this is for Sue, who's one of my regular contributors, email-wise. The Chieftains and the Galway Shore.
Near Aran Moor, in the county Galway, one peasant evening, in the month of May, I spied a damsel, she was fair and handsome, and her beauty nearly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. Ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl. She kept on walking, and she kept on talking, till her father's cottage it came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet my father, and pray to please him, the foggy Jew. I fled the black wood, the stack of Arnie, or Rodney's glory, and the foggy Jew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, till tears come into her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, no. Was early, early, all in the morning, I took and rode for old Donegal. She sighed and kissed me, then she said goodbye, sir, but my heart remains with that Galway shawl. Wore no jewels, no costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, oh no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and round her shoulder was a Galway shawl.
And around her shoulder was a Galway shawl. That was a version by the Chieftains. I like that one. From one song that we all know so well to another song that's regularly played and sung when Irish people get together for a bit of a hoolie. I'm going to my favourite Irish duo now, Foster and Allen. The last time I played a version of this track, I think it was Sean Dunphy. Take a listen to how Foster and Allen treat The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. And I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, was the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and as the rose of summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
On a recent programme of Sounds Irish, I played a track by Golden Bough. Can't remember exactly what it was. I'm going to play another one of their tracks now. This has a lovely sort of folky feel about it. It's called My Lovely Irish Maid. And listen to the lyrics, because like a lot of Irish ballads, it tells a story.
As I rode out one morning so early as I strayed, it being all in the month of May, the birds sang in the shade, and the sun shone out right merrily, and following with pride were the primroses and daisies down by Blackwater side. I had not gone but half a mile when there by chance I spied two lovers talking as they walked down by Blackwater side. And as he entwined her in his arms, these words to her he said: "It is when I am in America I'll prove true to my Irish maid. It's when you are in America some Yankee girls you'll find, and you'll have sweethearts of your own more pleasing to your eye. You will forget these promises and vows to me you made. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. It is when I am in America some Yankee girls I'll see, but they must be very handsome to remind me, love, of thee. For there's not a flower in yonder grove, no bloom in yonder glade, that can remind me, love, of you, my lovely Irish maid. Thank you. Annie's the foolish youth, she said, has fled to some foreign shore, leaving his own true love behind, perhaps to see no more. It's in the crossing of the Atlantic, folk, sometimes these graves are laid. Oh, stay at home and do not roam from your lovely Irish maid. Like two fond hearts together, this couple did embrace. Like honey drops upon the dew, the tears roll down her face, saying there's not a day that you're away, but I'll visit still these glades, until you do return again to your lovely Irish maid.
Along with some fine singing there, some good instrumental work as well. Golden Bough and My Lovely Irish Maid. I've played on the programme a few times the Foster and Allen version of this next song, but I want to play for you now the Frank McCafferty version, and there's a lovely song that echoes the sentiments, I'm sure, of many of Irish exile today. If we only had old Ireland over here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Éire and sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lively dancers on the village green, there are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour, and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joins the Brisbane water, and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in that lake disappear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here, if we only had old Ireland over here.
And we're leaving the last word, or musical word, note, call it what you will, with Richie Remo. Richie is a fine country singer. He really is tremendous. One of the best country singers and fiddle players to come out of Ireland for many a year. Here he's telling us the story of Mary Ann.
When I was just a little boy with holes in both my shoes, I met Mary Ann one day. She told me the terrible news. Her daddy's left her mommy now after only 14 years. A lonely child with a broken heart, in her eyes filled with tears. Will you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold until my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your head held up high? Mary Ann, the only child, young lady, years has passed, and now at last Mary has a family near. Myself and Mary had a child, a boy that's loved so dear. The most important thing in my life is family and my friends. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, faith in the Lord, amen. Would you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold into my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Would you waltz around the floor with your head held up real high? Mary Ann, that lady is now my wife. Would you dance with me, Mary Ann, and hold onto my hand? I will guide you through the night and help you understand. Will you waltz around the floor with your hair held up real high? That lady is now my wife. Mary Ann, the only child, that lady is now my wife.
Richie Remo bringing this week's Sounds Irish to a close, telling us the story of Mary Ann. Well, friends, on this week's programme, we've had a lot of repetition of tracks that we play, but I just want to point out that many people write to me regarding some of the songs that I play, and I find myself quite often wondering if I'm playing the same songs over and over again. That's why I try, whenever possible, to give you various versions of various songs. I think you understand what I'm trying to say. But nevertheless, I hope you enjoyed the programme. Friends, don't forget that email address, and it's not to worry about my name. You don't have to put the name at all in the email. It's everton274@sky.com. I'll spell it. everton274@sky.com. Now, I'm not sure if I pointed it out on this programme or on my sister programme, My Kind of Music, but the reason for the email is Everton. That's the soccer team that I support and have supported since I was about 7 years old. That's the email address, everton274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. I pray that all is well in your world. And friends, if it's not, I also pray that you be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. May good God bless you and yours, and of course me and mine. And thank you, God, for allowing my voice to hang out until the end of the programme. Take care of yourselves and of one another. This is Joe Bollett saying, God bless you all. Stay safe. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.